Following 3 days of UN-sponsored talks in Djibouti, Somalia's transitional federal government made several key concessions to UN-led peace efforts, which began in June. On Sunday, Somali government officials signed a document that calls for the relocation of Ethiopian troops starting on November 21st from the capital, Mogadishu, and Beletwane town in Hiran province near the Ethiopian border. A second phase of troop withdrawal is to be completed within 120 days. The government further agreed to form a 10,000-member joint police force with opposition militia members to maintain security in Mogadishu and other parts of Somalia. In turn, the opposition faction of the Alliance for the Reliberation of Somalia, led by Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed, said it would observe a ceasefire in Somalia starting November 5th and to stop all hostilities. A ceasefire agreement was initially signed in Djibouti in June, but the pact was rejected by the hardline Asmara Eritrea-based faction of the opposition alliance and by an al-Qaeda-linked Islamist group called the Shabab. Fighters loyal to these groups and others ignore the ceasefire call and have continued their relentless guerrilla war against Ethiopian troops, who intervened in Somalia with U.S. support to oust the Islamic Courts Union from power and to install the interim government. The Shabab and the hardline faction of the alliance have refused to recognize the authority of Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed to speak on their behalf. Since the signing of the first agreement in June, the Islamist groups have made large territorial gains, and Somalis say they are unlikely to accept a deal that calls for cooperation with the Ethiopia-backed interim government. Islamist-led insurgents now control the majority of towns in central and southern parts of the country, leaving the government severely weakened and in charge of only a small area of the capital and the northwestern town of Baidoa, where the interim parliament is based. The situation in Somalia has sparked fierce internal competition among Islamist insurgent groups and disputes between rival clans. U.S.-based Somali observer Michael Weinstein says, in recent weeks, Somalia has lacked social cohesion and coherence that is unprecedented since the country descended into factional warfare in 1991.
There's moves to consolidation, there's moves to separation going on simultaneously. I've never seen anything like this in my life. It has to do with the power vacuum opening up from the Ethiopian withdrawal and continually repositioning themselves, all the factions in Somalia. They're breaking up into the smallest units possible and then recombining and shifting alliances that change from day to day. But that, to me, could be a sign of not further fragmentation, but the beginning of a kind of reorganization.
Ethiopia says it is reluctant to pull out all of its troops from Somalia until a sizable international security force is in place to protect the government. An African Union force in Somalia still lacks thousands of troops to secure the country, and the United Nations says its peacekeeping force will not be deployed until the security situation in Somalia improves. Alicia Ruvue News, Nairobi.